session. And so I was a little nervous, but for me, that is the most convenient way to make an appointment. We are not a large staff. So we just kind of needed a little bit more help. And I thought, you know what, let's try it. Let's see what happens. And now I would not go back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And this is the podcast we talk about texting in the real world. And today we have the owner and co-founder of the Indianapolis Salt Cave, Stephanie Patterson, here with us. Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. You are a client of ours. You're also a business owner who's been using text messaging before we met.
Yes. Little did you know.
Little did I know. So for anybody who didn't know about the Indianapolis Salt Cave, they created a space for you to turn off, relax, transform your mental and physical health. We're going to go into like a meditation text podcast now.
I actually think though that line can contribute to why we're using text messaging, but you go for it.
Hey, she's already translating it all for us. The Indianapolis Salt Cave is located in the historic firehouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, near Fort Ben here in Indianapolis. It offers multiple types of salt therapies and holistic treatments. You guys opened in March of 2018, and it's just very much like a spa experience. And for the listeners on this podcast, we have heard about the Indy Massage Company who had such success with us. And so we are so excited to have Stephanie here on the podcast, because if you're a business owner and you're listening to this, here's the deal. Text messaging is here, and there's no secret. We're younger. We're a younger generation.
Yes.
How much do you think, Stephanie, that played into your decision to have texting as a part of your business before you met K-Launch?
You know, to be honest with you, I was a little nervous about introducing texting, because we do have a large portion of our clientele who are older, the older generation. And so I was a little nervous, but for me, that is the most convenient way to make an appointment. We are not a large staff. So we just kind of needed a little bit more help. And I thought, you know what, let's try it. Let's see what happens. And now I would not go back.
Tell us how you implemented it, because at one point you didn't have any kind of text messaging. How did you implement it? Tell us a little bit about the software and where those points of intersect are.
Yes. So actually, we just got contacted because of our scheduling system that we use by one of their a partner that they were going to introduce to their system. And so I just did a demo, because I always like to just do demos and see what things I could use, because you never want to turn down something that could be super helpful to your business and take something off your list. As a small business, time is very limited and resources are very limited. So I just always like to check things out and see if it's going to be helpful for me. So I did the demo, and they had like a free trial. We decided to do the free trial, and it saved us. So we basically had to program a bunch of things into the text system. But right now you can call in. If we miss your call, it'll shoot you a text, and it can actually just book you into our appointments. So it's really wonderful. People really love it. We give them the phone number that they can text to actually set up their appointment if they don't want to even talk to us. And we have some customers who will do that on a daily basis. So it's really, really nice for us.
What's the name of the software that you're talking about?
Yeah, so it's called TrueLark. It used to be Front Desk AI. I think a lot of people have heard of it as Front Desk AI, but they just recently changed their name over to TrueLark.
And that demo was part of which software that you already have in place?
Yeah, so it was part of Booker. It's an offshoot of Mindbody software. So if you use Mindbody, you can also use TrueLark. So it really worked out for us. Like I said, I just always like to try the demos, because you just never know. So that was just kind of one of the things that why I did the demo. And then it ended up being one of our best I would say, our best partners with our software.
Hey, take it easy. We haven't done our stuff yet.
I know. I think that's coming.
And you know what's funny? Stephanie and I know each other from a past life. You know, we gotta throw up the improv, folks. Stephanie, you started your business in 2018, and you know, we've kept in touch since then. And so when I called you about this, and I was like, actually, your uncle, who's a friend of ours or of mine, said you should call Stephanie. So I called her. And I said, okay, well, first of all, I called you and you didn't pick up and the text message came back and I was like, oh man, they're
hilarious because that just worked out perfectly.
Yeah. But I was like, oh my gosh, she's already doing text messaging. But here's something that we run into all the time with when talking to business owners is we understand the text messaging is out there, but to what extent of your knowledge is it other than I can do this? I installed an app on in my software and now it's responding to my text messages, but we have so much more capabilities and, you know, things that we can do externally. Where do you think tell everybody what we plan on doing for you.
Yes. So with you guys, I'm hoping to kind of retarget our audience and figure out what they're wanting from us, but also do some campaigns for Black Friday, you know, give out specials, just communicate more with our audience on more of a personal basis rather than just like making appointments. So just go a little bit more in depth with our audience rather than just make appointments.
Would you have known how to do that?
No, not at all. Well, and the thing is that if you hadn't reached out, I would have just kept doing what I was doing and I wouldn't have had even the time to research it and figure it out on my own. Just because we are, like I said, a very small staff. We're, especially during the pandemic, we're just trying to like keep rolling. We're trying to, you know, keep our head above water. And I think for you to reach out and introduce this opportunity and to you guys set this all up, this is like the perfect scenario for us to actually do this. So I'm very excited. Yeah,
we're excited to have the Indianapolis Salt Cave as a member of the K-Launch family. So yes, we're super excited. So let's talk a little bit generalities about text mm-hmm. messaging in general. Some people believe it's spam. Would you say it's spam?
So it depends on how you do it. If you're going to send me a text every single day about random things, I do not want that. I don't want to see it. If you're going to send me a genuine text, maybe once a month, even twice a month, maybe that's like, hey, how you doing? We have this offer tomorrow. Here's a link to check it out. Or, hey, we wanted to reach out to you and see, you know, ask you this question because it's going to help your experience here. I don't consider that spam. I think it's really in how you do it that makes a difference.
Being empathetic towards the other person on the other end of the phone, you would not want somebody to text you all those questions.
And that goes with emails too. Think about how many emails you get on a daily basis that you're like, oh my gosh, I need to unsubscribe. And then you're like, oh, I thought I unsubscribed. Why are they still sending me emails? Like, it's the same thing with email. It depends on how you do it, if it's spam or not. I think you're doing it with the intention that you're trying to get to know your audience better, or you're providing them something that they're going to value, I think that's completely different.
I couldn't agree more. You're speaking our language. And it's funny because you have to understand, everybody who's listening, that Stephanie and I, although we know each other from a past life, we're just kind of working together now for the first time ever for in terms of me helping her business and what we do. And so she's going to be experiencing what Indie Massage Company, which if you haven't listened to that episode, go back, $13,000 in 3 days we made them. So this is going to be, it's something different and something fun. Where do you think the next stage for your customers, because you're on the front lines, you're literally doing this podcast from the front desk at the Indianapolis Salt Cave. What's next for your customers in the sense of where can you see this stuff going? Not just text, but really anything.
I just see us creating a better experience for them. I see us getting to know what they want a little bit more. We have plans to expand our services and to expand the building itself. So that's kind of more like concrete expansion and what's next. But I do think that, especially through what we're going to do, we're going to give them a better experience and we're going to make them feel a little bit safer, a little bit more comfortable, a little bit happier when they come in, just based on what we're kind of finding out about them. So I think there's a lot coming concretely and emotionally for everybody.
So, physical yeah. expansion.
Exactly. Exactly.
As well as emotional expansion. Yeah,
exactly.
What have you learned about your customers that maybe the implementation of that, front desk AI demo did for you that you didn't realize before?
Well, I think that we all know that everybody is busy. I think we all know that everybody just doesn't have enough time in the day. So that's not something new. We knew that texting was going to be convenient for people. But the way that we are texting people and the way that our system is responding is also making a connection. So you think about it as like an automated text, but it's actually, it's saying their name. It is, asking maybe how everything went. It's digging a little bit deeper. And I think that's something that I don't think I realized that people really value. We've gotten good reviews based on our automated text, which is just crazy to me. But people are saying, oh, you're responding at a time of day I didn't even think somebody would respond. Or, oh, that person was so nice. Little did they know it was not an actual person. So making those connections while you're actually doing that is just so important. And that's something that we really value when people are coming in, because we get that face-to-face time. But I think as much as you can do when they're not here, doing that is super important too.
How much business do you think you've saved by being able to text people immediately after a phone call gets missed?
So much.
More than you thought?
Yes, way more than I thought.
Really?
Way, way, way more than I thought. Because if you think about it, if I don't have this text system and I just have people calling in on a day off and they don't leave a voicemail, I may not be able to call them back. I may not even think about that. Mm. So with people who aren't even leaving voicemails and we're just missing their call and they get a text, mm-hmm. That's huge. And that's especially huge for, like I said, a small staff. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's really helped us thrive.
That's awesome. I would say that you don't really know what you're missing until you know what you're missing.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so true. And I would urge people out there to just give it a shot. I mean, it opened my eyes. It really did to how important that line of our business is.
Have you talked to other business owners about this stuff?
I talk about it all the time.
If anybody's listening, most of my questions are pretty much on the fly with Stephanie or any of the podcasts. but like, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, have you said this? Because clearly you are very vocal about it.
Yeah, I really am. And we have a group of ambassadors for our scheduling system that we use. And I'm a part of that group. And I talk about it all the time because it's just something that I think is so important and can really do amazing things for your business. If you are a small business, I think especially if you are a small business, it can do great things. So, and it's something that I think a lot of small business owners would be like, oh, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I'm not going to do that.
And so from my angle, that's exactly what's happening. They're saying, no, I don't need this. They can leave a voicemail.
Right. But little do they know how much time it's going to give you back and how many more customers are going to come in. There's going to be so many more people that you just don't have a chance to connect with that are going to connect with the text messaging and actually come in. So I think it really offsets that cost that you're giving.
We call it an investment.
Yes, it is an investment. It's a good investment for sure.
When did you start the text messaging implementation of Front Desk?
So, we started I want to say like 6 to 8 months after we opened. Mm-hmm. I remember because it was right before, it was like 1st of December. Mm-hmm. And that's like one of our busiest times in our first year. I was just like, I have no idea how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And it just totally turned things around for us.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
1st of December is pretty hot time for you, you're saying?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, if you've never been into a salt cave, I guess tell everybody what it is. Do your, you know, tell everybody who's listening, you know, what the benefits are.
Yeah. So the salt cave itself is going to be wonderful for your respiratory system, but it's also just a 45-minute session where you go into a room completely made of salt and just relax. So a lot of people take a nap. Some people just relax and unplug. Some people meditate. There's light music playing. We also have a machine that's grinding up salt and aerosoling it through the air. So that's where you get those respiratory benefits. You're breathing that in. It's all antibacterial, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory. So it's just helping clean out your lungs as well as helping repair any damage too. So it's really wonderful for mind, body, and spirit, really.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've done it once.
Yes.
You can really, you get lost in there a little bit. Cause like really all of a sudden you're being transported. You walk through a door and you're like literally in a cave that looks like a Himalayan salt cave, but it's not Himalayan, right?
It isn't. Good job. It's look not, at you.
It looks like it. Everybody gets it confused. Looks like it.
It's actually Polish salt. So yeah, Poland is actually where salt therapy began. So we got all of our salt from the salt mines in Poland. It's pretty cool. We have about 9 tons of pink Polish salt in there.
Yeah, this is not.
It's a lot.
9 tons. We're not talking. You're not grinding up, you know, the salt that we have in our cabinet here.
No, this definitely not.
High grade.
We've had that question before, but definitely not.
So, if you guys want to experience something great, how can people get a hold of you?
Yes. So they can go to our website at indiesaltcave.com, where they can give us a call or text us at 317-991-4921. They can also email us too, but
sure,
those are the first easy two ways that you can contact us.
Well, I would suggest that anybody tries it at least once. Some people are diehards and swear by it.
Yes.
And it had definitely helped me. So I would be one of those. I'd be in that category. But I would also say, if you had to, you know, we're switching back a little bit the text real quick before we leave. What would you say to somebody, a business owner who maybe that cost versus investment kind of argument, what would you tell them about your organization and utilizing technology and specifically text messaging?
I would say there's no way that you can expand or grow your audience without investing a little bit of money. There's just no way that you can keep growing. So if you want to keep growing and you want to see what texting can do, make the investment, give it a shot. It's going to change your business.
I love it. And be very, very clear. Although Frontdesk AI is a great software and can be implemented, K-Launch software can also be implemented.
Exactly.
But the difference is we're going to help set it up. So you're not going to think about it, which I've learned in the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm learning a lot too. And in general, like, it's a lot. If you have to figure this out, like,
it is going, a lot.
Like, which software? There's like 60 softwares out there for just text messaging. Trying to figure out which one is right for your business is really difficult. Why not hire K-Launch to give you the expertise on way to do it? So we are so excited to have you on the team, Stephanie,
yes,
in the family.
I'm very excited too. Yes, I can't wait.
Well, listen, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And again, this was the Electrify Your Message podcast, and I'm your host, Joe Melillo. Thank you again, Stephanie Patterson from the Indianapolis Salt Cave. You can go to indiesaltcave.com. and check it out. And of course, you can call and they'll text you. We'll see you later, Stephanie. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.